Hello, you are here with T. Rowe on the Be With CVFC podcast at Camp at Albion. We are so excited to be here. This is incredible. First time we're ever doing this, so hopefully it goes well. So what I'm going to do, I'm just going to sit here on this bench during MOGA. I'm going to call up some people, have a little conversation, get them out of here, get some new people. It's going to be a freaking blast, all right? Who are we here with first?
My name is Nick Meso.
Yeah, where are you from, bud?
I'm from Royal Oak High School.
That's insane. I went to Royal Oak High School.
I know.
Fancy that.
I know.
All right, are you having fun at camp so far?
I am having fun.
What's your best favorite part so far?
My favorite part was the cardboard cup with the blindfold activity.
But your cup wasn't that good, right?
My cup unfortunately failed because last second it got destroyed when I accidentally knocked it over.
Yeah. Do you feel like you learned something from the activity, though?
I do feel like I learned stuff.
What'd you learn, Nick?
It's important to give detailed explanation and be patient with people. And it's also important to realize that not everyone has the same circumstances.
And look at this guy. Look at the growth. Look at the growth, everybody. So this is huge.
You know, be understanding and patient.
That's a really good tip.
Thank you.
Thanks, Nick. Anything else you want to say?
No.
What's your favorite chant?
My favorite chant is probably the... I like the party one.
60s party?
Yep.
It's a 60s party from a 60s movie?
Yep.
Yeah. That's a good one.
Thank you.
Thanks, Nick.
Have a great
day. It's been a pleasure. I'll catch you later.
See you later.
All right, who's up next? All right, take a seat.
Idea. Ask them to, like, shout out a friend they've
made. Okay, good. Yeah, that's awesome. If anyone was just wondering, Lily gave me a great idea. Lily, do you want to say hi?
Hi.
Lily said what we're going to do is we're going to ask the person to shout out a new friend they've made at camp. So you want to shout somebody out? Well, first, what's your name?
I'm Brooklyn.
Brooklyn. Where are you from, Brooklyn?
I'm from Plain Old High School.
Okay. Are you having fun so far?
I am having fun.
Is this your first year at camp?
Yes.
Okay. What's been the best part?
Meeting my council. We're all super close now.
Who's your JC?
Ashley.
Yeah. Ashley was on 18 with me last year. Ashley's the GOAT. That's great. So shout out a friend you've made at camp this week so far. A new one.
Brianna.
Okay. What do you like about Brianna?
She's super funny.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Are you going to tell Brianna to listen to this podcast so she can hear the shout out?
Yep.
That's what I like to hear. What's been your favorite activity?
My favorite activity was, I like the leadership.
The DLs? Defining leadership?
Yeah.
Okay. Which one has been your favorite, if you could pick?
My favorite was probably the diversity one because we all got to, connect.
Okay.
Deeper.
Sweet. Who led that one? Do you remember? I don't know who leads the DLs. Can you just give me a color?
Yellow.
Okay, cool.
Yep.
Okay. What'd you learn?
I learned that, diversity is something that helps build leadership because you can use everyone's different backgrounds to, create a group that's... flows well.
That's huge. Game changer. Think you're going to come back to camp next year?
Yeah, probably.
You definitely should. Level 2, things get even better.
Okay.
All right. Anything else you want to add?
Nope.
All right. Shout out Ashley. Shout out, was it Brooklyn?
Yeah, my Brooke? Name's Brooklyn.
No, you're Brooklyn.
Yeah.
Who's the person you were shouting out?
Brianna.
Shout out Brianna, Ashley, and thank you, Brooklyn.
Thank you.
All right. Have a good one. Who do we got next? Welcome to the podcast. Who do we have here?
My name's Isabel.
Isabel? Okay. Where are you from? Give me the story. Give me your life story.
I'm from North Farmington.
Sweet.
It's my third year here.
Nice.
I was MASC liaison at my school. It's
very cool, very
I'm
cool.
I'm here.
Wait, so do you know May?
I do know May,
okay,
yeah.
May is awesome.
Yeah.
Shout out May. You're doing a great job on A-Team. We're really proud of you, May. Mm-hmm. Go back and listen to this podcast. Okay, continue.
Yeah.
North Farmington.
Yeah.
So, okay, what level did you like better, level 1 or level 2?
Level 1.
Okay.
I think.
Yeah?
Well,
go ahead. Sorry. No.
I was going to say, I think level 2, I grew a lot mentally with my beagle. And over this past year, I was able to use my beagle throughout my everyday lives and actions.
Okay. Sweet. What was your beagle?
It was be confident.
Be confident.
Yeah.
Huge. Mm-hmm. Confidence is key. That's what I always say. Okay. What's been your favorite part of camp this week?
We just facilitated.
DLs?
Yeah. DLs.
Yeah? How was it?
It was good. I liked the debrief. Everyone included each other and they got to the point that leadership is adaptable.
Okay.
So I'm glad they got to understand.
Which activity did you do?
We did alphabet soup.
Nice. That's
so
a good one.
Yeah.
So did you lead the level ones through it? Yeah. Okay, already? Yes. I thought you did that later in the week.
Some people do it today. Some people do it tomorrow. Okay.
Very cool.
So, yeah.
Do you feel that the feedback you got during LRX helped you with it?
Yeah.
With the level ones?
I really like how we did LRX because I've never gotten feedback from my peers. I've gotten it from my parents. But it was good to hear feedback from people that are around my age and understand and help other leaders grow.
That's awesome. If anyone doesn't know, LRX is an awesome activity we do for level three. Stay tuned, stick around, all four levels of camp, you'll get to do it at level three. Anything else you want to say? What's a new friend you made this week?
A new friend I made, her name is Sarah.
Okay.
I met her through, we have a lot of dance parties, so nice. We talked to her there, and then we did LRX together, we were partnered up, and we did the one where you like tangle your arms, and we were like the only group that
that's
got
a good one. That's a good one. That one's so funny because no one ever figures it out. Did you figure it out?
Yeah, we did.
Yeah?
I think you guys were the only ones that figured it out.
Okay. We're here with a celebrity. This is the only one who figured out how to get out of that freaking
ham
tie thing. Yeah?
And I was blindfolded. So
that's pretty insane. Congrats.
Thank you.
Wait, who's your JC?
Brooke, and then I have LD.
Shout out, Brooke, the GOAT. All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
It was
for
a pleasure.
Me.
Let's get next person on. Make sure you listen to this podcast. You can step in if you want to take some. Yeah. Right. Who do we have here?
Alex Shore.
Alex Shore was on my floor last year when I did room checks, and he's awesome. He's the GOAT. He kind of brought the whole floor culture together, I'd like to say. So I appreciate you for that last year.
Thank you, Thomas.
Yeah. Are you having fun so far?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. What do you like better, level one or level two? They're both great in such different ways, but what do you think?
Level two is more fun. Level one, it's like more of an experience that's fun.
Totally.
But level two, it's like you learn more about yourself, and I really like that.
Exactly. Good stuff. Good tip. Okay, what's been your favorite thing about level two so far?
Probably learning more about myself and trying to figure out my B goal.
That's awesome. Where are you at with your B goal as of now? Do you have a word yet, or are you still workshopping it? Do you want to reveal it?
Sure.
All right, let's hear it.
Be authentic.
Let's go! Be authentic. That's huge. I think you're authentic. You're being authentic right now.
Mm-hmm.
I think you're doing a great job. All right. What's a new friend you made at camp so far this week?
I made a friend named Preston. He's in my council.
Shout out, Preston. Sorry. Go ahead.
That's okay. He's really fun to be around. We have a lot in common, and we just been chit-chatting the whole day.
That's awesome. It's very good to hear. Did you like Imagine today?
Not really.
Not really. Okay. Fair enough. What is an activity you did like?
We did the sticky note one. It's kind of nice to do it, but also kind of like emotionally heavy because
Sure.
You learn so much about people and like you don't know who it is.
That's Imagine.
Oh, that's Imagine?
So you did like Imagine?
Yeah.
Alex. No, it's okay. Imagine. Yeah. Okay, cool. I was going to say if you didn't like it, we're going to have to cut it out of the podcast. But now that we got around to it, we're all good.
Yeah. I liked it because like you learned about other people and you didn't know who it was, and like you could connect with people on it.
Totally. All right, Alex, it's been a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much, sir.
We'll see you next time on the podcast.
All right, thank you.
All right. Michigan picture right now. Lily?
Yep.
Lily's taking over. Thank you so much, Lily. I'll be back.
Okay.
Right, yeah, you got it. You know
what gotcha.
Thank you, Lily.
Hi, welcome to the podcast.
Hi.
Who are we with?
Nyala.
Nyala, where are you from?
I'm from Farmington Hills, but I go to Mercy.
Okay, yeah. Okay, nice. Are there a lot of people from your school here or no?
We have like four people from my school here because like the e-board of the school, just like we all go together.
That's cool. Yeah. Most people going in, but you meet new people too?
Yeah, I'm definitely meeting new people because we're not like in the same group yet.
Do you have a new friend you want to shout out?
I want to shout out Olivia. She's just a nice person to be around. She said that's the best compliment you could give anyone, and that's why I want to give it to her, because it's true.
Aw, that's so cute. So what's been your favorite part about camp so far?
My favorite part is bonding with my DO, like the defining leadership group, because like at first like we were kind of shy, but then like after like doing stuff together, like I feel like we've gotten like really close, and like we're like laughing the whole time, like it's really fun.
Yeah. Isn't like defining leadership kind of like a separate council you get to be in?
It really is. Like I feel like, yeah, it definitely is, yeah.
Yeah, I felt that way when I was in level one, too.
Mm-hmm, because you're with them so much. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What's your favorite chant to do?
My favorite chant, I don't know how it goes, but it's kind of like, big R, Now give me a little
Michigan
R.
Car, Michigan Car.
Yeah, Michigan
that's
car,
a good
Michigan
one.
Car, beep, beep. Yeah, that's
I think that's my favorite one, too. Yeah. That one's fun. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, how's the food here? What's your favorite thing so far?
The food is good, yeah. Okay, my favorite thing is the fries. At first, I had the regular fries. The waffle fries were even better. It just tastes so good.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They're good.
Yeah.
I do like the fries here.
Yeah.
All right. Is there anything else you want to say?
I love the skip. I love the skip, and I recommend it to anybody who's listening to the podcast.
Nice. Yeah. Who's your JC this year?
My JCs are Ashley and David.
Okay, nice. Fun. Good group.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you.
Who's next? All right, welcome to the podcast.
Thank
Who are we with?
Jada Roberts.
Where are you from, Jada?
I'm from Northville, but I go to Mercy.
Okay, another Mercy girl.
Yeah.
Okay. So you making new friends here?
Yeah, I am. It's actually, I like love my new council. Like, everybody was super duper sweet. Because, like, I came a day late, but everybody was so kind. And they were like, hi. Like, it was just really welcoming, like, overall.
That's good. Do you think your council is where you make, like, the most friends at camp?
Yeah, I think so, too. But I also really like my DL group.
Okay,
It's like, well, my DL group is, like, a lot more younger.
Yeah, for sure.
But I like them just the same. Like, I talk to them. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So what's your favorite part about camp so far?
Probably.
Or a few favorites, whatever.
I like every time, like, we do, like, the lunch chance, like, any food chance, like, after, like, when, like, and then I like the wish of the day. Like, I just love, like, all, like, the meals. And also, I really like the DLs. Like, I learned, like, a lot more about myself. And then I also like the True Colors.
Okay. What's your true color?
I'm blue. But I also, but, like, I had, but, like, the close second was gold.
Okay. Yeah. I'm an orange. It's been a while since I did it, though, so I might have to do it again. Yeah, for sure. So what do you like about your DLs? You're just, like, do you like the lessons? Do you like working with a different group, meeting new SCs?
I like meeting the new SCs and, like, GCs, right?
Yeah.
And, like, I just like the new, like, different activities, because, like, everyone's, like, a different one. Like, one time, like, we just, like, sat down, like, he just, like, read a book to us, and then another time we had to, like, we were, like, shipwrecked, and then we had to, like, figure it out. But, like, we're getting, like, closer as a group, which I like.
That's good. All right, anything else you want to share?
I don't know. I just really like you here.
Okay, all right. Thanks. All right, who's next? Here you go.
Hey, girl.
Hey, welcome to the podcast.
I'm so glad to be here.
Yeah, who are we here with?
We're here with Ashley.
Where do you go to school, Ashley?
Warrenwoods Tower High School.
Okay, nice. How far away is that?
It's like an hour and like 40 minutes, I want to say.
Okay, fun. So you liking camp so far?
Oh, I love camp.
You level one?
I'm level two.
Level two, okay.
I'm so glad to be back.
Who's your JC?
It's Jolie.
Okay, yes. We love Jolie. She's great.
She is. All
right, so what's your favorite part about camp so far this year?
I want to say creating beagles, because I remember seeing it, like, and hearing about it last year from people that were in level two, and then now it's, like, I finally get to create a beagle, and I'm, like, really excited.
It's a big thing in MASC.
Oh, yeah. It definitely is. I'm definitely going to carry it out, like, in following years, like over the years.
Yeah, that's what we as counselors, we make beagles, too, so it's really nice to do them every year and build on them. Yeah. So if beagles are your favorite thing from this year, what was your favorite thing from level one?
I want to say the card game, like the Baraga
card
game.
I don't
know if I'm saying it right.
Baraga,
yes. That was probably my favorite. I feel like I learned the most, like, in the debrief that my council had after it.
Yeah, it's a really good debrief.
Yeah.
So which do you like better so far, level two or level one?
I think level two.
Yeah, it gets better, doesn't it?
It does. I really like being out. We're really outdoors in level one, but being at, like, level two, I feel like my council's really close.
Yeah.
And I feel like I'm learning a lot more about myself, so I really like it.
That's cool. So as a second leveler, do you see people you met at camp last year around a lot?
Yeah, I have two people that were in my council last year. They're on my council this year. So, yeah.
Okay.
One of my people that was at my council last year is now an 18 this year, so I love seeing her. Allison, shout out. She's amazing.
We love Allison. So high energy.
Yes.
Great girl. All right.
Yeah.
Anything else you want to share?
Everyone should come to camp.
Yeah. Highly recommend.
Yes.
Rated out of 10.
Oh, like 100 out of 10. Like,
okay.
It's
okay.
Amazing. Absolutely love it here.
Nice.
Yes.
All right. Well, thank you.
Well, thank you.
All right. Who's up? Welcome to the podcast. Who am I here with?
Luke Birchmeyer.
All right, Luke, where are you from?
I'm from Midland, Michigan.
Okay, okay. I go to school at Saginaw Valley, so okay, pretty near there. Okay. What level are you in, Luke?
I'm in level 1.
Okay, first year. What are your first impressions?
I really love camp. It's one of my favorite experiences.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Did you love it at first? Did you have to warm up to it? What was the vibe?
I didn't, like, warm up to it. It was, like, a little overwhelming.
A little shocking?
But now it's, like,
but now it's good?
Yeah, I really like it.
Okay, okay. Yeah. What's your favorite part?
I really like the different times that we have, like, the defining leadership sessions. Mm-hmm. Those are, like, really fun. Like, see how, like, you know, leadership can be defined. In different
ways. Okay, a lot of people are saying that, so it seems like a popular activity. Have you made new friends at camp?
I have. I met a friend named Maya.
Why do you like Maya?
She's really nice.
Okay, okay. That's cool. That's cool. So what do you think about the food here? What's your favorite thing you've eaten?
Probably today at lunch. I had a roast beef sandwich. Mm-hmm. It was really good.
Okay, okay.
Most of the food's really good.
Yeah, I think the food here is pretty good. What about Chance? What's your favorite Chance?
Probably where we, like, thank the kitchen staff and, like, the JCs and, like, everyone.
That's a good one, for sure, for sure. So what's your favorite thing we do as, like, a big camp? Like, the activities we, like, where you get to interact with people outside your council?
I really like the power sessions because you, like, are able to not just be in your council, but, like, every day you get a new group, so you're able to meet new people, which I really enjoy.
Yeah. Which ones have you done so far?
We did the creating a t-shirt, and then we also have done the true colors, which you get to learn what color.
What's your color?
I am a yellow.
Okay, okay, nice.
And then we've also had to make a structure for a baby, like for a cone, and it had to, like, survive.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
So all very, very fun.
Yeah, they sound fun. We've done a lot since we got to camp. It's been a busy few days.
It has. It's only day 2.
Full day, second two. Yeah, that's crazy.
Yes.
Anything else you want to share?
I think that's all.
Should people come to camp?
Yes.
Okay, okay.
Thank you.
Hey, thank you for coming. Hey, Lily, you up next?
Yeah, what's up, Lily?
Hey, Lily.
Hey, Lily, what's up?
What's up? All right, we have a Miss Level 3 with us.
Hey.
How's level 3 going?
It's super fun. It's very different from, like, level 1, level 2. I felt like they were very on par with each other, but this is, like, a completely different vibe. And you're close to, like, the entire, like, level, not just your council.
Yeah, because level 3 is a smaller level, so I bet you get a bond more and stuff.
For sure, for sure. And we do a lot of stuff together.
So is this your favorite level so far?
Now that's a hard one. I think it might be. Okay. It's very close with level 1 though.
Okay, okay.
I really like level 1, but the best part about level 3 is you get to do a lot of facilitating and there's a lot more opportunity to connect with the younger levels and, like, have that sort of, like, leadership role. Which
for sure, for sure. What's your favorite thing you've ever done at camp?
My favorite thing I've ever done at camp? Oh my goodness. Okay. This is, like, kind of a hot take, but level 1 Tinker Toys was my favorite thing.
Okay.
Hot take though, it was awful. Literally made me cry like for 2 days.
Hey,
like,
hey, some of them haven't done it yet.
Tinker Toys was very challenging when we did it.
Did you grow though?
I did grow. That's why it's my favorite.
See, that's why it matters. That's what matters.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it showed me, like,
very interesting conversations after that one.
Yes, really. Like, so
which
material.
I feel like that's where you grow the most in camp is the conversations afterwards.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. And I was put in a role that was very limiting, and it kind of showed me, like, that's a when I don't have, like, as much control as I typically do in some of my roles, how can I still be influential and how can I still see the value in it?
Yeah.
And how can I also take, like, when people aren't always the kindest to me?
Yeah, for sure.
Because those JCs changed my life.
Now, Lily, I understand you really like our power-ups in the morning.
I love the power-ups.
So for those of you that don't know, every morning, like, really early at, like, 6:30, people have the option to get up and they can do a run, do yoga, do mindfulness, Zumba, something
I
like
recommend.
That. And Lily is at them every time.
I try. Yeah. I love them. I just think, so I'm just so real. It started off, I have really bad FOMO. And it was super bad when I was, like, freshly 15 in my first year level 1. And I'm like, I kind of want to start my morning earlier. I'm a heavy morning person, so I love getting out of bed. And I went to my first one, and it was Zumba, and it was with Ryan. He used to be a JC,
Orange? Yes.
And it was so much fun. And so his, like, one amazing Zumba class has made all the, like, interesting yoga classes, like, getting over the learning curve, so amazing. And it's so much fun, like, meeting new people, connecting with, like, the JCs and A team in, like, a different way.
Yeah,
I love it. Oh my gosh, go guys. It's only, like, 30 extra minutes of wake up. It's beautiful.
Yeah, for sure. So, like, what power-ups have you done and which one's your favorite?
Okay, I have done all the power-ups, even the run, which I I'm not a runner, so I deeply regret. Fun experience, thankful for the knowledge, not my vibe. My favorite is for sure Zumba.
Yeah.
Because it gets the most fun. Like, yoga's super fun, but it is very much like you are taking a yoga class. It's very easy. All the power-ups are super easy, but Zumba has the most, like, flexibility, creativity. You do dress dance, or you'll do, like, a Zumba video. Yeah. You'll stretch. Like, it's so fun and random. I love it.
And it's really fun and high energy. Great way to, like, yes, get into the high energy of camp in the morning.
Literally. Yeah. And the most people come when it's Zumba day.
And you did Zumba this morning, didn't you?
I did do Zumba this morning.
I saw Lily at Power Ups this morning.
I was there with Lily. Mm-hmm. You did Mindful Morning.
I did Mindful Morning.
Did anyone show up?
They did not, guys.
Shout out Lily. She was in my level one council. Shout out Lily.
I was. I'm going to be so vulnerable right now. T-Row really changed my life, level one.
Wow, look at that.
Really, Thomas.
Making impact.
You're too nice.
Look at that.
Seriously, everyone matters at camp. Yeah. Every impact.
Really. Every, like, interaction you have, like, helps people grow, for sure.
For sure, 100%.
Anything else you want to share?
If you guys are listening and haven't been to camp, come to camp and do the power ups. Come to camp. Camp is amazing. Camp changed my life. Camp is beautiful. I met my best friends at camp. Like, May changed my life. Thomas changed my life. Lily, you here, changed my life.
Cool.
Thanks
Thank
for
you.
Having me.
Yeah, of course.
There you go.
All right. We have another level two here, don't we?
Yeah.
All right. Who am I here with?
Carly Wright.
What council are you in?
I'm in Neon Blue.
And where are you from?
I'm from Auburn, Michigan.
Okay, okay.
Well, duh, Michigan.
Duh. How is level two going?
It's going pretty good. I'm liking my council, so.
Yeah, that's good. Who are your JC and SC?
I have Michaela as my JC and Scott as my SC.
Oh, we love Michaela and Scott.
Yes.
Love them. So what's your favorite thing about level two so far?
I really like how it, like, focuses on yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, like, really an opportunity for some good self-reflection.
Yeah.
Which is something I think we can all do.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, just to help better ourselves.
Yeah, so, definitely.
Yeah.
People are getting moosed in front of us. It's very,
that was my
very
chaotic. That was my
time.
Old SC.
Oh, is it Evan?
Yeah.
We love Evan. Oh, wait, so who was your JC last year? Was
Katie.
It Katie? We love Katie.
I love Katie so much.
Yeah.
She's I was
great.
A black torch.
Okay, okay, nice. So. And Katie's doing level one again.
Yeah. She's doing orange.
She's so good at it.
Yes.
Yeah. So which do you like better, level one or level two?
So far I'm liking level one better. Mm-hmm. I feel like I bonded a lot more with my council last year. And like by the end I was like sobbing because I didn't want to leave them.
There's still time.
Yeah.
There's still time to make those connections.
Yeah, and I think I am bonding with my council a lot more this year, but I think we bonded over like all like the frustration we experienced from last year because
it's all new. It's all like it's a lot at first. Once you get into it, it's really nice, but it can be
And
because it's a different environment for sure.
Yeah. But I do like level two, but I think I like level one a little bit.
That's good. What was your favorite part about level one?
Well, first of all, the connections I made. And I feel like I was able to be really vulnerable because I was going through a really hard time in my life and I was like healing, just starting to heal.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt like I could be so much more vulnerable.
Yeah.
And they would all understand.
That's great. That's great.
Yeah.
So as someone that's been here for 2 years, what's your favorite chant? I know you've probably done a lot.
Well, actually, I've been here for 3. I did 1 year of middle level.
Oh, okay. We love middle level. Yeah, shout out. If anyone doesn't know, we have a middle school camp. And this year's the first year in a few years we've had it during a separate week.
Yeah.
So that was really fun. I've been a middle level counselor the last 2 years. So,
My favorite chant? I don't know. I really like Pizza Man.
Okay. Which is your favorite part?
I don't know. Like, it was... we had a really long one yesterday, like at dinner, I think.
Yeah.
It was like super long,
it
and
was,
like they were like just making up random crap.
Yeah.
And I really liked Brooke's version that was like Kool-Aid Man.
Mm-hmm.
It was funny.
Yeah, and you mentioned Carter. Shout out Carter.
Yes.
Best pizza
Carter.
Man we've ever seen.
He's my JC for middle level.
Okay, yeah. So. He's known for doing the. Everyone, there's some people that kind of have parts and chants that they're like known for, and he's one of them, for sure.
He was. Yeah. I felt like he was kind of the one that invented it because he was like the first person that like I saw do it.
Yeah, for sure.
So,
All right. Anything else you want to share?
Well, if you haven't like considered coming to camp, come to camp. It's like the most awesome thing ever.
Should people come to middle level too?
Yes. If you're like, what is it? Upcoming seventh grader.
Going into seventh and eighth. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That is kind of like just a little bite of like what's actually happening here at like the high school levels, mm-hmm. but it definitely gives you like a strong like kind of sense of what goes on around here, mm-hmm. and then once you get to high school levels, it's like, oh my gosh, there's so much more that you can experience.
For sure, yeah.
And I knew we were doing shout-outs.
Yeah, you want to do a shout-out?
So, I'll just do a couple of them.
Okay.
Shout-out to Katie and Evan, first mm-hmm. of all. And
love Katie and Evan.
Meg and Carter.
Okay.
Shout-out to my level one council.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And
covering all the bases out here.
Yeah. And
so many meaningful connections you make.
Yeah. You just, like, make friends with everybody. Mm-hmm. And shout out to literally everyone here right now.
Okay, I see you.
Everyone here is awesome. Mm-hmm. So.
Honestly, for sure. All right, well, thank you for coming.
Yeah.
All right, who's next? Another level two, right?
Yeah, I'm level two too.
Yeah, for sure. All right, so how's level two going?
It's going great.
What's your favorite part?
My favorite part? Being in the AC.
Yeah, okay, that's always nice.
This camp does not have a lot of cold areas, and mm-hmm. the AC is nice.
Yeah, and I'm sorry, who are we here with?
I'm Cade.
Caden, where are you from?
Just Cade.
Cade, okay, where are you from?
Macomb.
Okay, and what council are you in?
I am in the Neon Green Council.
Who's your JC and SC?
My JC is Jolie, and my SC is Kyle.
Ooh, fun. Kyle was my SC when I was a camper.
He's a great
SC. We love Kyle. We love Jolie, too. Mm-hmm. All right, so... which one's better, level one or level two?
I think level one set my standards extremely high.
Mm-hmm.
So it's hard to say if I choose one over the other just yet.
Yeah.
I think I have to experience all level two before
Fair
I choose.
Fair statement. Give it time.
But level one was definitely a very high standard setting mm-hmm. thing because of it's your first time.
Yeah.
You don't know anything. Mm-hmm. And it's just all excitement all the time.
Okay. So what's your favorite part about camp?
Moosing people.
Yeah. That's starting to come back this year.
Oh, I'm the one who's making
it
come back.
It always takes like a day or so, but yeah.
Yeah, I've been moosing people since day one.
Yeah.
And it's my favorite thing because it's just funny seeing people get kind of annoyed that mm-hmm. they have to moose, but mm-hmm. it's a fun thing to bring back.
Do you want to explain what moosing is?
So, you put your hands on your head. Like it's antlers, and if you get surprised and they moose you, mm-hmm. you have to get in a downward dog and yell moose as loud as you possibly can.
Okay, sounds fun. Mm-hmm. All right, so what's your favorite like big group activity?
We did this sticky note thing this morning. Mm-hmm. It was kind of showing people's different thoughts on different situations. Mm-hmm. I thought that was super interesting.
Okay.
Seeing what other people thought without actually putting their names down and how they felt about certain things.
Yeah, imagine. Mm-hmm. That's a good activity, yeah, for sure. So what would you rate camp out of 10?
300.
All right. Solid number.
The best thing in the world. It's always so much fun.
All right. Well, I think MOGA's wrapping up, so I think this might be our time. Oh, people are getting moose right in front of us. And now they're doing push-ups. All right. It's an interesting place here.
Oh, it's the best, though.
Yeah. Any final comments?
Come to camp if you can.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
You'll enjoy it no matter what.
Yeah. All right. Thank you for coming and talking with us.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All right. I'm back. Just want to say thank you guys so much for listening. This was day one. We'll probably be back tomorrow. Thank you for listening. Thank you for everyone who was on it. This is T-Row, also known as Thomas, signing off. Lily?
This is Lily. Thank you to everyone who came and talked with us. It's nice seeing different perspectives on here.
All right. Keep enjoying camp, guys. We'll catch you later. Bye-bye.